Welcome to The Out Agenda, coming to you on archive.kpfk.org. I'm Rita Gonzalez.
And I'm Ralph Radabaugh. Tonight on the show, we're going to talk, Pat, I'm so excited about this, Rita, because we're going to have two big celebrity icons on our show. And it's not often that that happens. We're going to be speaking with Patty McCormick from The Bad Seed and Dan Loria from The Wonder Years about Dan's new play, Just Another Day. And I'm excited.
I am too. I didn't know he wrote plays. I learned something new. It's just like, yes. Wow. And we all remember, well, some of us remember The Bad Seed, but she's done a lot of other shows of theater and television.
Yes, she
Patty
has.
Patty McCormick, yeah. She's a...
But that performance is particularly memorable. And to anybody that's seen that, has seen that movie once, remembers her and her performance. It's iconic.
And if you haven't seen it, I recommend it. It's one of those movies that it's kind of scary in a way.
Oh, it is scary. Yes, absolutely. I remember the first time I saw it and I thought, this is really creepy.
It is. And you don't, and there's no monsters in it. It's just,
no.
I won't give it
she's
away.
She's a
but,
little bit of a monster.
Well, she's the, yes, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
it's just.
It's really worth a view. It's been redone several times. None of them are as good as the first one, the original one, hers. And her performance, like I say, is outstanding.
Oh, yes. And Dan, The Wonder Years is just, it was such a wholesome show.
It was a great show. It was a moment in time. And yeah, it was really, really well done. And some very good actors came out of that show. Dan
Yes.
Savage has got quite a career going.
That's true. So the play we're going to be talking to them about is called Just Another Day. So on that note, why don't we...
jump right in.
Yes.
Sounds great.
And now our guests, Patty McCormick and Dan Loria.
Dan, as the writer of this play, what was the motivation? What was the inspiration for this?
Well, the first thing is every play I've seen on dementia or Alzheimer's, whether some I liked, some were marginal, and some are great, but not one of them had just the victims. They were always about the family, the effect of the family or on the conditions. And then a friend of mine, he's 98 now, and he's in a home. He has dementia. And he doesn't remember me when I see him. He remembers his daughter. But if we talk about the New York Yankees, he goes back to when he was five and talks about seeing Babe Ruth. And he knows all their batting averages. And then World War II, he talks about Joe DiMaggio. And then he talks about Yogi Berra, Mickey Mantle. And sometimes he'll go so far and go, oh, Dan, you would have loved that. So what I've done is I've substituted old movies. Now, we're two comedy writers with dementia. And when we get lost, she'll say a word like, oh, ain't that the truth? And I'll say the awful truth. And she'll go, Cary Grant and Irene Dunne. And we're back to writing again. And the idea of the play is that the creative spirit never dies. I mean, there is a reason why they give people with dementia art, basket weaving, why they still know songs, because the creative spirit's still in there. And as comedy writers, we don't really react. You know, you throw a straight line out to a comedy writer. It's almost a muscle reflex. They yeah. come back with a punch. So that's how the play developed.
Have you been touched by this this disease in your lifetime by anybody, anyone in your family?
Not
or
in my
to
family,
you?
No, but friends, yes.
Yeah.
So can you tell us the premise of what the play is?
Well, it's two comedy writers with dementia that every day meet on a bench. They write comedy, they fall in love, and the next day they got to start over again. So you don't have to come see the play. You know?
So
and it's really about words, right?
But it feels like we discover more things, even though it's the same. It's not like that old movie, you know, where everything is the same when you wake up the next day.
Oh, Groundhog.
Yeah, Groundhog.
Yeah, no.
But it's not that, because it deepens. We've scratched some of the surface of memory.
Yeah.
And so it perks up a little better. Sometimes in me, actually, I start off totally out of the, not knowing
Yeah, in
who
the
you
first
are.
act, you're more
But in the
out of it.
second act, I'm ready to
She's ready
write.
to write.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's the one who's off that day.
Yeah.
So it's like that. It's like the
Yeah.
dimension.
Yeah.
It's
Dementia.
yeah.
And
Which we share ourselves actually a lot.
what I love, especially with Patty, is I'm not a writer who acts. I'm an actor who writes. So I don't give her any credit, but there's so many lines she had. She added a line the other just yesterday, right? 2 days
Yeah.
ago. And we put it in and it worked. So it's staying in. I ain't gonna give her any
He
credit, but
says it.
yeah.
He
It was
wanted
a
me to
great
say it,
line for
but
me.
it wasn't good for me
Oh
to
yeah.
say it. So
A big argument. Now why don't you say it? Okay.
and we changed a little of the rhythm of
We
the,
changed the lighting
yeah,
cue and everything,
just
work it with.
because every time you do it, you realize
Yeah.
more. It's the
Yes.
weirdest thing.
And
Yeah.
I love what, I have a couple of plays that are published, and there's so many lines that the actor has come up with and I put in there. I don't resist the actor at all.
Especially if it works. But you have an education in playwriting.
Well,
So
my MFA is in playwriting,
yeah,
so.
so he knows structure and all that stuff. And so if you throw something at him and he says, I don't think so, but thank you. Maybe later in the play or something like that. It's
Yeah,
because
well, a
it
couple of
doesn't
times,
fit.
you're right, a couple of times
Yeah.
we've said, no, that won't work. And then 2 days later, I'll come back. I say, you remember that line you wanted to do? If we put that here, it helps the structure of it. So.
Patty, can I ask you what attracted you to this project? Besides your friendship with Dan, obviously, but.
Yeah, I think that was primary because the situation came about through twists and turns of people being available and not available and all that, that the person who was ultimately going to do it up in
Shadowland
Ellendale,
Stages in
yes, Chatelain,
Ellenville. Patty came in with 2 days
she
rehearsal
fell
and
out. And
yeah.
I had to, well, I couldn't have memorized this thing in a minute, not going to happen. So I was on book.
Went on book, got rave reviews.
And he showed me how to put circle rings in
Yes.
this
So you don't
frame.
have to.
So you
Yeah.
could, but then, and it was printed on both sides, so you weren't carrying a tube,
Yeah.
But the horrible part was that every once in a while, because I was nervous too, I would turn the page and forget to look at the back of the page
Page, yeah.
because I'm used to blank page,
We'll talk about that when you go
Anyways,
back. So,
yeah. So anyway,
it was
wow,
quite
it was an
an
experience.
experience.
So it
Yeah.
started that way.
Yeah, but then when Patty got to do it, it was a little easier to get off book because she had 3 weeks with her. She
Oh.
was actually bugging me. I think I can do the last week without the book. And I said, don't. Well, it's the play's not going to die. We're going to get to do it again. You'll
Just
have plenty
read
of
it. He
time.
kept saying, just read,
Yeah,
just
work on
read.
timing and all that.
Yeah.
So it was a great exercise.
Yeah.
What do you want people to take away from this play?
That the creative spirit never dies. These people suffering with this disease, there's something in there that needs to be nurtured and not just ignored. Ralph, I really appreciate all the good reviews we have. Any actor or writer tells you, oh, I don't care what critics say. That's a lot of garbage. You put
No,
this much work.
we were holding our breath.
Yeah, you really appreciate it. But the best comment we ever had was at a Q&A. A woman in her 40s said, I'm dealing with this with my mother. Thank you for not making them stupid. And that hit home. She said, my mother, she comes out with one-liners that'll crack you up. Now, she may come up with the same one-liner 2 days later, but it's clever. It's still something in there, So,
I think what's particularly tragic about this disease is that it impacts people so differently. Some people can become very violent, some people become very passive, some people remember certain things but not other things. I assume that what
That's
you're
all
not.
reflected in the play. There's some moments where we scream and she's got to calm me down, and it's moments where she screams. I have to calm her down. They just come out of nowhere.
So I assume that what you're also trying to do is the importance of humor and how we all need to laugh and how that all gets us through so many tragedies in life, just laughter.
Yes.
Yeah, that I think the saddest line in the play, I mean, we hear sniffles, and three lines later, maybe the funniest line in the play, and everybody
Wow.
just lets go. It's
And it's also a release
a
for the audience,
release. Yeah.
you know what I mean?
It's
It's
like
like,
they're okay. They're going to write comedy.
yeah.
And it also reflects on what a lot of us are going through. I mean, it's a tragic disease, but at the same time, it's part of our life, and
Yeah.
we have
Yeah.
to
The
be it,
number of
part of it.
doctors that have seen it have said, told us that all of us will have a form of dementia. We shouldn't worry about it. That's just normal. But Alzheimer's is a different thing. That's when you go where there's hardly any recall. And yet, people with Alzheimer's, if you sing a song, they'll sing along. So there's still
Yes.
something in there.
Yeah, my grandmother had Alzheimer's and my father had dementia. So it runs on
Ah,
my father's side. But
okay.
they do say that I had a friend who she would just start singing. She wouldn't
Yes.
talk, but she would just know all these words to a song.
That's so funny. That's
Yeah.
well, Marcia didn't have any dementia.
Marsha Hunt was like
She
her mother.
was the old, I shouldn't say old, but
Yeah.
she was 100, almost 105
Oh, wow.
when she
Wow.
died. Marsha Hunt was a movie star of the 30s, 40s, 50s at Paramount. And anyway.
And the head of UNICEF for 20
Oh,
years.
yeah. She had
Wow.
quite a, and she was blacklisted. She had
Yeah.
quite a life, quite a life.
Wow.
Very graceful, lovely, incredible woman.
Yeah.
And she could remember all, she wrote a lot of songs, and her nephew would play the piano, and she would sing verse after verse of
Yeah.
these things she
At
wrote.
105.
Yeah,
And
it was
my mentor,
crazy.
Charles Durning, he and Jack Klugman, when they were 87 and 86, they did a play together. 3 years later, believe it or not, they both passed on the same day, 4 hours apart on Christmas Eve.
So
But
here.
Charlie didn't
Wow.
know where he was, and Jack was in a wheelchair.
Jack knew mentally.
Jack knew mentally, but like he said, why am I still here? I can't act anymore. That's all I wanted to do.
You
So.
know, as somebody that I do theater myself, and I know how difficult it is to memorize lines the older we get, and the fact that they were still able to do a play, and especially that close to their death, and memorize all those lines is quite
Incredible.
impressive. Quite
Yeah.
impressive. What's your relationship in the play? You're good friends, obviously, and writing, not partners,
Well,
but I'm.
yeah, we definitely, it gets across that we were writing partners at one time. Whether we were married or not is not clear. And I leave that up to the audience. She has a line that says, this journal says I was married three times.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that some of the hospitals that we went, they had them write journals, put their life in chronological order so they could look through it. So
Yeah.
we use that in the book.
But
Then we
then,
throw it away.
and then
We
some,
ain't gonna remember anyway.
and some of the, and some of the paranoia
Right.
slips in
Yeah.
because, we're re relying on their version of our lives. And then paranoia hits, and we say, we shouldn't read these, the
Yeah, how
book.
do we know
How
they're
do we
telling
know
us the
that they could
truth?
be lying? It's like my mom looking in her purse for
Yep.
something, but never finding it.
And this is all in a park or on a park bench?
Yeah,
It's a
the whole
bench.
up
We
and
meet,
down, though. We're up and down a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I try to write it. I try to write the simplest play that regional theaters can do because you both know how we're in real trouble with theater. And this
Yes.
play can even be done like love letters. You could have two actors sit on a bench and it works at almost like a reading. They go back and forth. But the set is just a bench, a lamppost, and a rock or a stump on the other side. That's it.
So we could we have we always say
Yeah.
we only need 2 days.
Yeah. So we come in, we have one day of tech, The next day we do a cue to cue and a run through. The day after that we do a dress rehearsal and then we go on.
Well,
It's a
it's a
good old day.
serious play, but comedy to it, so.
Well, they're comedy writers, Rita. We get away
I
with
know, but it's
anything.
such a serious topic, and
Yeah.
it's good that it can't be light, is what I'm trying to say. Because
Yeah.
when people think of Alzheimer's, they always say, I don't want to see of something like that. But
Well,
it's
again, it's a big di difference between dementia and Alzheimer's. These two
yes.
characters have
Yes,
dementia,
yes.
so recall is part of their lives.
And the fact that it's nice to know after watching these two people, it's nice to know that they actually enjoy their day.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what I think people get,
Oh, yeah. I
you
mean,
know?
that line, I think they have a deep-seated jealousy of our happiness.
Yeah.
That hits home.
Yeah,
Well,
that's
that's a
true.
nice line.
Well, I
Isn't a
love the
deep.
title, Just Another Day. Yeah.
So what's the history of the two characters? You're both comedy writers, but were you working together when you were much younger or
That's pretty evident in there. Whether
Yeah.
we were married or not, we don't know. And obviously, my character stayed with comedy, but she moved on to poetry and writing more sophisticated stuff.
And
And that's,
it seemed to destroy us together.
well, it destroyed our comedy team.
Right.
Yeah.
Did
I
you
don't want to give
ever?
too much away, so yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you never get the feeling that my character was rooting against her
Oh
or
no.
that she was saying, I'm leaving because we weren't good enough. She
No.
just moved on.
She
That
could,
was
yeah.
that new line, which I love.
Yeah. Nice.
I ain't
Go
telling them, no, you gotta pay for that one.
So this is
Let me.
running now, and it's
Yes.
running till September 28th.
Yeah.
So we have to see it soon.
The days aren't that many, so you have to jump on this.
Yeah,
That's what I
we're
said. Yeah.
starting. I'm hoping they'll add another performance or two, but that's what they do here in LA is we run long, more weeks but less performances. So we have Friday, Saturday at 8, Sunday at 2, and we have two Wednesdays at 8 for
Coming up.
special events. So
Yeah.
we're hoping enough tickets so we can do
I
Thursday
think
too.
the 17th is a talk back. Isn't that
After,
right?
yeah.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to hear or discuss, I mean, that would be a night for people in the field of Alzheimer's to come
And
because it would be interesting.
we're so old, Ralph, that the great comments we go, oh, thanks. And somebody said, oh, I hate this play. Oh, that you're
All
tough
right.
luck.
Yeah.
You space for
have you reached out to any Alzheimer's organizations,
Oh,
the
yeah.
sponsors, or
No,
yeah?
we went to Ireland, and believe it or not, we did this at the Samuel Beckett Theatre in Trinity for
Wow.
the
Trinity
European
Hospital.
Alzheimer's Foundation and TILDA, which is an organization that studies the aging process. And Elliot Masey, the Masey Corporation, they're sponsoring a lot of these smaller plays. Like there's a play called Pen Pals, which is great, it's running in New York. Two women who meet in junior high, and for 60 years they write to each other like love letters. And we had dinner with Rosie O'Donnell, and I know Sharon Gless and Tyne Daly are thinking of going over to raise money for autism.
Oh.
So we're trying to use the theater to get more involved in these foundations.
Well, I hope you
Where's
come out
Rosie?
here. I'm in Palm Springs,
Ah,
and you're
nice.
a senior
Oh, yeah.
area, and they would love it out here, this play.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
And you know, I have a friend, Mark Questis. I knew him from San Francisco because he used to do events at the
Right.
Castro Theater, long story. And he did one in Palm Springs with me, with a band seat showing, and talk back and all that. But he's coming. He's coming to see it. What?
Right. And that's another way of we try to help theaters raise money is they show the bad seed,
Oh,
and
yeah.
the artistic director will sit with Patty and talk about
That's
live television. Most young people don't even know that when she was doing those Playhouse 90s, they were live. She's the original Helen Keller. People don't know that. Before it was a movie, before it was a play, it was a Playhouse 90.
Yeah,
And she did it
wow.
with Teresa Wright and Burl Ives.
Can I just ask you guys really quickly, when you compare television to film to theater, what are your preferences and why?
You I always love the theater. Go
Yeah.
ahead.
No, you want me to say first?
Yeah.
Well, I think where you were born, you know what I mean? That was my first experience was live theater. And well, that's not totally true, but almost true.
Yeah.
But I was maybe six when I did my first play. So there's something about feeling at home on and I don't feel this at home in film. I don't. I don't feel as free because you're not as free. And
Yeah, I don't.
physically, do
Yeah.
you know what I mean? So that's always been true for me.
I don't like my performance being cut up. A lot of people talk about the Wonder Years, and there were some moments we had where the crew was just in tears. And then you saw it on TV, and they cut back and forth, and it kind of killed the moment. And Patty has an advantage when she was doing live television. All those writers were from the theater. They were more like, you can go right now on your phone, on your laptop, Google Playhouse 90 Project Immortality, and Patty is playing the daughter of Lee J. Cobb. Her brother is Michael Landon before Bonanza.
He looked like a kid.
Yeah, a
We
good
always look like a kid.
looking. But you know what it's about? This is 1959. It's about AI.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Isn't that bizarre?
So she, her television wasn't my tele. It wasn't cut up. It was live. It was like a
A play.
performance,
Yeah, it
you
was
know?
like a play. And
It
we
was
did
yeah.
it like 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
Commercials come
So you hear the
in.
set fall down behind. Just keep
I
going.
love life. I love that. I love the live theater. I
Plus,
used
don't
to
you love
do
the
that.
idea that theater, the story unfolds, what do I say? Chronologically, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where film is all over. Maybe they film the
Yeah.
last scene first and
Yeah,
vice
yeah,
versa.
yeah.
Where you get to work through the entire story in a play, and that's so great.
I feel
I.
like we live a real life every time we do this play.
Oh yeah, that's why
Okay.
it's
Well,
never
because
been.
the
Yeah.
audience, you feed off the audience and how,
Oh yeah.
yeah,
It's
it's just,
wonderful.
it's
Yeah,
great.
we know at certain moments in the play whether they're going to be more into the love story or they're waiting for the next joke.
Yeah, you
They
could
have that
tell.
thing and flow, and both are okay with us.
Yeah.
We just know, we know when to milk it, and we know when to hit
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
And isn't each performance just slightly different?
Oh,
Oh yeah.
totally.
Yeah.
And some days, well, some days you think, why can't we do that again? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
And other
but
days you
that's the
think, thank
trap.
God, we're not going to do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the trap is trying to
Trying to
duplicate
duplicate.
it.
I
You know,
know.
we've both been around long enough. Like, that worked great tonight. Don't
Yeah.
worry about it tomorrow.
And then it becomes like something right here
Right.
where you mess it up totally, because it's
Yeah.
like, oh, here it comes,
Yeah. I love live theater. I did tech work. And so I was the one backstage doing the sound
Oh, you'd be
and
our
the
bell ringer.
lights. Yeah.
That's the third character. It's a bell ringer.
Oh, I'm sure we all have stories we can
Oh
sit
yeah.
around talking about. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you doing this. So it is to September 28th, so it's important that we get tickets soon, and we just go to the odysseytheater.com. I
It's
was
the
just looking
main
at that.
theater. Yeah, and
And it only holds 99 people.
yeah, but it's beautiful theater.
Gorgeous.
All three theaters.
I've been
And
there,
it's
yeah.
Odyssey Theater, RE.com, not ER.
Oh, that's good to know. RE, yeah. And Ralph lives down the
Other
street, so you
schedules
should
on
see it.
there.
Yes,
Yes.
I'm going to definitely go over and see it. Yeah.
Hang out, Ralph, afterwards. I'd like your input on it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, I still, we still, like I told you, we still work on the play,
Yeah.
even though it's published, you know? I
Yeah.
mean, Arthur Miller, when he did Death of a Salesman with Dustin Hoffman, Arthur Miller was so tall. It's one of the reasons why they always cast a big man, like Lee J. Cobb, George C. Scott. But in real life, his father was small. And he said this was the first time that the play was done with my father in mind as this Willie Loman when he saw Dustin Hoffman do it. So he actually rewrote some lines
Did
for
he?
the Hoffman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you should teach a class,
I
a
know.
theater class.
It's
I'd
true.
go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I do a little teaching. You know, I got to tell you this. I
Yes.
do a lecture at college about acting, and I show a modern movie and go cut, 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 cut until they understand what a cut is. And then I show Cary Grant, Rosalind Russell going around a desk in His Girl Friday. And I
Yeah.
say, yell cut in 3 minutes and 40 seconds. They usually don't yell cut, they usually applaud. But the last time I taught it, I'm used to them not knowing who Rosalind Russell is, but these young actors didn't know who Cary Grant
Yeah.
Wow.
I love them
Yeah.
all. I
I
love
was,
them
you know,
all.
I had tears in my eyes.
Yeah. And
Good.
it's
We'll
such a
talk
great
more
opportunity to see two television movie icons on
about
stage together performing. That is
Yeah.
something that, you know, we're gifted to see in Los Angeles.
Right.
And I can't wait. I can't wait to come and see you guys. Yes, I will be there. I'll have to be there on
Okay,
one of the
Rob.
Wednesdays because I'm in a performance on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So yeah, it's so I'll see you on a
We do have the
Wednesday.
two Wednesdays,
All
the
right, we got two
17th and the
Wednesdays.
24th.
We have a Thursday too. That,
Hopefully.
yeah, but Yeah. that's not on the table yet, you know. So,
Okay.
and Patty, may I say that you look amazing. Dan, as do you too, but Patty, I seriously, wow. What's
in
the
my, do
Yeah,
I?
she's 80. She just turned 80.
Did you
You
really?
look great.
Well,
Oh, great. I have big glasses on,
Covens a lot.
and
Oh, come on
it's
now.
a You're
little
doing
dark.
something right, other
When
than
was your
just wearing big
birthday?
glasses.
August 21st. Oh,
I just
yeah.
had it, and it was at this is, you know, not
Musso and
important,
Frank's.
but it was at Musso Frank's, and my Oh, yeah.
relatives from New York were
Everywhere.
what came out.
Kansas, yeah.
It was a shocker. He was there,
Yeah.
and I had no idea they were all coming. And so they made my nephew Fred really and my daughter got together, and they made a big deal out of it. It was so nice.
It is a big deal.
It is.
Every year, every day is a big deal.
I know. I forget that, you know, but yeah, it was.
What's the old George Burns line? I get up every morning, I read the obituary, and if my name's not there, I say it's a good day.
Love it. I love it.
Oh,
Well, thank you both for joining us here. It's been
thanks for
great.
having
Yeah,
us.
what an honor. What an honor.
Yes. And thanks for
Yeah.
what you're doing for live theater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We
You
got to
bet.
keep it going. And yeah, it's a tough time, like you said. So thank you both. Thanks. See you soon.
All right,
Yes,
you
you
take care.
will.
Thank you very much. Once again, we were talking with Dan Lauria and Patty McCormick from the new play that Dan wrote, Just Another Day. And we want to hear from you. So write us. Tell us what kinds of interviews and stories you'd like to hear.
Like us on our Facebook page or email us at theoutagenda@gmail.com. I'm Rita Gonzalez.
And I'm Ralph Radabaugh. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful week.
And remember that being out is the first step to being equal. Now stay tuned for This Way Out.